Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we continue our series on heart issues, our heart issues under the topic Healing for Deep Affliction, looking at that reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. My brothers and sisters in Christ, last Sunday's Free Press in the sports section, there was an article by Sean Windsor, one of their regular sports writers. He recently spent 4 days in the hospital with a perforated colon. Fortunately, for his sake, it got in there quite quickly, and it was not near as complicated as that often can be for people. And while he was there the first 3 of those days, he had one nurse every day and a different nurse every night. The day nurse was a white nurse, and the evening nurse was African-American. And he talked about how both of those nurses served him with equal grace, equal skill, equal patience for him as a patient. Yet with that, the night nurse had a very different story to tell him as a patient. A story that unfortunately illustrates how racism is still around in our time and area. She talked about how repeatedly patients would ask her and their families about her credentials, where she went to school, if she was really a certified nurse at all. And that multiple times she could hear people say, "I don't want that nurse to care for me anymore." And it all was because of her race. She said to Sean, she said, "It's exhausting. You have no idea how it just wears a person down." But that unnamed nurse continues to serve through the affliction. And Sean Windsor felt it was his responsibility to do what he could to draw attention to his readers of the injustice of the pain of the affliction caused by racism in our society. Our reading today from 1 Thessalonians, well, we can just go back to Acts chapter 17. That's really the story where Paul first goes to Thessalonica with the gospel. And we are told that many believed that the gospel was working strong, but he also in Acts 17 says, "But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason where the Christians were meeting, seeking to bring Paul and Silas out to the crowd. When they could not find those two, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, 'These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. And Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus.' The people of the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. When they had taken the money as security from Jason, they let them go. But the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away to a different town named Berea. Afterward, Paul, anticipating that these new Christians must have been experiencing severe affliction, he sent Timothy back to see how they were doing. And then Paul was all the way to Corinth before Timothy was able to report back to him. But the report was good news. So Paul, rejoicing to hear how God has sustained these new Christians in their affliction, writes to them, 1 Thessalonians, 'We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly remembering you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The people there in that city named Thessalonica received the gospel with much affliction and the joy of the Holy Spirit. Well, with that, they became an example to many others. Amazing, isn't it? The gospel of Jesus Christ brought to these believers both affliction and healing. Affliction because those rejecting the gospel dealt with them unjustly. Now, whether that was because of ignorance or whether it was intentional or their background, doesn't matter. It was unjust. Yet healing for all those afflictions comes through the very same gospel. For faith, hope, and love are produced in the heart only through the power of the gospel. That's true for all afflictions. Whether we're talking about those experienced by the Thessalonians long ago or those of that nurse in Metro Detroit. Think about it for a moment. How many times in your life have you heard someone speak against interracial dating or marriage? How many times have you seen a woman hold on to her purse more tightly when an African American walks by? How many times have you seen people in a hotel lobby? See two men, one white and one black, standing there with the assumption that the white one is the manager and the one of darker skin is the porter. Ignorance? Maybe. Intent? Perhaps. Background? Doesn't matter. Any way you package it, it's injustice and affliction, especially for those coming out on the short end. Many anticipated that racism was all done with when we elected Barack Obama as our president, but that has not been the case whatsoever. Politics, elections, laws, none of them have the power to destroy racism. For the only source of healing and change is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is exactly why Paul wrote, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Consider for a moment what was taking place there in that town of Thessalonica. People who had become Christians were being rejected, persecuted, afflicted by fellow citizens, neighbors, strangers, perhaps even family members. Yet, these new Christians did not shy away from those who were afflicting them, but rather they kept reaching out to them with the gospel, more concerned about the hurt that was in the hearts of those people who were afflicting them than about the afflictions that they were receiving. Knowing full well the whole time that the only hope for all those others was the same as the only hope they had, the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you probably know, our small group ministry here at St. Thomas is known as Faith, Hope, Love. Those words that appear in our text today. Our small groups are built upon God's Word and incredible caring fellowship that occurs in these small communities. But I also fear that something is lacking in our groups, even in my Thursday ones as well. Consider for a moment how faith, hope, and love and their byproducts are described in Paul's wording here. He says, "Your work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Faith produces work. Love produces labor. Hope produces steadfastness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all three of those made the people in Thessalonica imitators of Jesus and of Paul. Jesus and Paul, God's servants who endured much affliction, reaching out to heal the hurts of the afflicted. If we simply huddle together in small groups and selfishly enjoy the gospel and the fellowship that is so much pleasure, we haven't really been changed, at least not changed as described here. No, it is when we intentionally and consistently reach out to the afflicted, faithfully loving them, offering them hope and healing, being Christ to them, it is then that we will, like the Thessalonians, become examples to the world and to the church. And do not forget that it was the very people that were afflicting them that they were reaching out to consistently over and over again. Whether we notice it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not in our daily lives, many in our society are suffering the affliction caused by racism. And as I told you, I do not believe the problem is solved by elections, by politics, or by laws. Healing for deep afflictions like those caused by racism comes only through Christians reaching out one by one to the afflicted, reaching out in faith, reaching out with love, offering hope and healing with the words of Jesus and the power of His Holy Spirit. Think about it. Jesus left all of the comforts of heaven knowing He would be afflicted. And He came to earth with one mission in mind: to reach out to the afflicted, you and me and all, with the healing gospel of His grace. Paul, having encountered Christ, gave his life doing the same. And now today, you and I, we have the opportunity, we have the calling, for we too have been touched by Jesus. We too are receiving His healing. And we too live in a world that is sadly afflicted and searching for hope. And so I pray, Lord Jesus, I give thanks to You this day for all who are hearing You speak to them through me, remembering before You and our Father their work of faith, their labor of love, and their steadfastness of hope in You. I pray that we will all grow into being imitators of You and St. Paul, examples to many of individuals called and equipped by You to reach out with Your healing hands to those who are living in deep hurt caused by racism and other unjust actions. Lord Jesus, in Your name we pray. Amen. And now may the peace